What if your job could actually make you healthier instead of slowly killing you? At Johnson & Johnson, employees have significantly lower rates of hypertension than the national average. At Cisco Systems, workers are so satisfied they helped the company earn Fortune's number one best company to work for designation twice. These aren't flukes or the result of expensive perks. They're what happens when organizations build genuine cultures of well-being. Most companies approach employee health backwards, offering wellness programs that feel good but change nothing. They hand out gym memberships while creating work environments that make it nearly impossible to use them. They preach work-life balance while rewarding those who answer emails at midnight. This disconnect is killing us, literally. Despite spending more on healthcare than any other nation, Americans face alarming rates of chronic disease, with work-related stress fueling heart disease, diabetes, and depression. The pandemic only intensified this crisis, pushing burnout to levels we've never seen before. Traditional workplace wellness has become a predictable ritual: annual health fairs, coaching sessions nobody attends, cheerful newsletters everyone ignores. These programs assume employees just need more information or motivation to make better choices. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Fewer than 10% of Americans successfully keep their New Year's resolutions. Willpower is a terrible strategy for lasting change. Resisting chocolate in a break room filled with treats? You might succeed once or twice, but visual cues eventually win. Research from Blue Zones, regions where people routinely live past 100, reveals that communities shape health far more than individual determination. Your coworkers influence weight gain, friends affect happiness, and workplace culture determines whether healthy choices feel natural or require constant effort. A well-being culture is a web of social influences, creating shared healthy beliefs and behaviors. Unlike isolated wellness initiatives, healthy cultures benefit everyone, regardless of initial interest, sustain behaviors long-term, and make developing new positive practices easier. Having an obese friend increases obesity risk by over 50%. Similar patterns exist with alcohol consumption and happiness. Companies with strong well-being cultures enjoy improved recruitment, better retention, more engaged teams, and reduced healthcare costs. The uncomfortable truth? Workplaces have been making us sick while we blamed ourselves for lacking willpower. Building a well-being culture requires six interconnected elements. Shared values form the foundation. Johnson & Johnson embedded well-being into their corporate identity 75 years ago, explicitly stating their responsibility to support employee health. Social climate creates the work family, where colleagues genuinely care about each other. Research shows social isolation increases health risks as much as smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Norms establish how we do things here. At Johns Hopkins Medicine, beverage norms transformed through incremental changes, limiting sugary drinks to 12-ounce containers, requiring 80% healthy options, and placing healthy choices at eye level. Culture connection points are countless intersections where organizations interact with employees: recruitment, benefits, workspace, communication. Peer support creates accountability and encouragement. Union Pacific Railroad has employees take a Courage to Care pledge to protect themselves and teammates. Leadership engagement from executives and managers creates conditions supporting well-being. When Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson told employees during the pandemic that no one should choose between work and health, he established well-being as top priority. These six elements work synergistically. You can't establish healthy norms without positive social climate, and culture connection points feel inauthentic without leadership support. A positive social climate, where employees experience trust, upbeat attitudes, and common goals, transforms work from obligation to fulfillment. When former Aetna CEO Mark Bertolini's shared his near-fatal accident and recovery struggles, he created psychological safety for authenticity. Practical strategies include recruiting for positive attitude, prioritizing self-care, balancing feedback with three times more positive experiences, practicing gratitude, and celebrating successes. Smiling literally lowers blood pressure. Home life fundamentally affects workplace performance. Employees struggling with family challenges can't fully engage at work. Smart organizations support home lives through expanded assistance programs and family-inclusive benefits. Amazon provides dog parks. Salesforce offers flexible arrangements. Norms, those unwritten rules about how we do things here, powerfully shape behavior. Unhealthy workplace norms like working excessive hours, sending constant emails, and bringing sugary treats make maintaining health feel like fighting a losing battle. Workplaces shape well-being through culture connection points. Recruitment and selection, companies like Dell Technologies and Southwest Airlines feature well-being in job postings. Onboarding establishes wellness expectations and self-care importance. Benefits and programs extend beyond insurance to childcare, elder care, and on-campus services. Stories and narratives create lasting impact when leaders like Bertolini share struggles with pain management and suicidal thoughts. It resonates deeply. Learning and training should include life skills. Hilton's Thrive at Hilton teaches resiliency and optimism. Symbols and traditions represent beliefs, from fitness centers to Wegmans overhead announced stretch breaks. Physical environment matters. Standing desks, well-designed stairwells, or brain break spaces promote well-being. Your immediate team's subculture often impacts daily health more than organizational culture. These smaller cultures influence eating habits, lunch breaks, after-hours emails, and whether overwork feels normal. Leaders can foster healthy subcultures affordably, providing desk plants, supporting softball games, or repurposing spaces for gatherings. Peer support outperforms willpower because social connections shape our choices. During COVID-19, Massachusetts General Hospital created buddy programs to combat loneliness, while Microsoft found onboarding buddies boost productivity and satisfaction. The CDC recognizes buddy systems as effective for shared well-being responsibility. Organizations amplify this through wellness champions, employees passionate about health who facilitate work group changes. When trusted peers promote health initiatives, it normalizes workplace wellness in ways top-down mandates cannot. Structured lifestyle programs create built-in support by gathering employees with similar goals for weekly meetings, where shared struggles build trust and drive results. Most people lack training in effective support skills, active listening, goal-setting assistance, identifying role models, removing barriers, building trust, working through setbacks, and celebrating successes. Social connectedness creates feelings of belonging fundamental to well-being. Without it, loneliness and depression develop. For employers, fostering workplace connections builds organizational resilience, invaluable during challenges. When teams experience mindfulness training together, it normalizes practices, demonstrates leadership support, encourages peer accountability, and creates shared experiences teams can reference during difficulties. Leaders shape team health through actions more than words. When leaders share personal struggles, they create psychological safety for others to seek help. Effective leaders prioritize well-being by adding it to meeting agendas, making it an accountable business goal, and training managers properly. Simple actions demonstrate commitment: taking stairs, sharing mindfulness techniques when stressed, participating visibly in programs, and normalizing practices through walking meetings or breathing exercises. Your management approach directly affects team health. Give decision-making latitude with clear expectations, assess workloads to ensure they're challenging but not overwhelming, distribute work fairly, and give credit where due. We've spent decades treating employee health as individual responsibility, offering gym memberships to people working 60-hour weeks. Building a well-being culture means rethinking how work happens. Companies like NextJump prove this works, investing in better breaks, physical activities, psychological coaching, and healthy snacks increased their annual sales growth from 30% to 120%. Start where you are. Ask your team what would make work healthier. Model desired behaviors. Make healthy choices the easy choices.